Here's one for the economists. When we talk about the economy, we use the term dollar, right? Well, I think it's time to start replacing the word. We gotta change the word dollar, and this is how you have to think of it. This is how you have to make all of your equations. Change the word dollar to the thing that is rapidly losing value and being debased. When you listen to say a Bitcoin guru talking about how, okay, so you buy your Bitcoin now at 100,000 or whatever it is now, and then in 10 years it's going to be worth $1 million. Now listen to how that same thing sounds. Okay, you buy your Bitcoin at 100,000 of these things that are rapidly losing value and being aggressively debased, and then 10 years from now, you'll have 1 million of these things that are rapidly being debased and losing their value. You see what I'm talking about? So we have to use a different unit of measure than this nebulous, well, it's not nebulous, it's real. The dollars are, real. The dollars are this thing that is rapidly losing value and being aggressively and calculatedly debased. That's the sentence you have to use. So that means that you're no longer using that as a way to determine the measures of value. Your dollar is no longer a source, a unit of measure anymore. So what is? What is? Well, land, because there's only so much of it. Life, there's even less of that, right? And then gold, precious metals, man. That's it. Problem is land. What happens when all those units of measure that are rapidly being debased and losing all their value, what's going to happen to land? Well, land is measured with those units of measure that are rapidly losing their value. So until everybody stops talking about dollars and starts talking about ounces of gold, for example, then you could say, because that's a legitimate unit of measure and has been for 5,000 years, right? So once people start saying that, okay, this acre of land is worth this ounce of gold, whatever the price of an ounce of gold is, or 4 ounces of gold, it's got to go back to a gold-based currency. Now, they're talking about a Bitcoin-based currency. Honestly, there's some good things about the idea of that. But the problem is it's all on a blockchain. It's all going to be tokenized and securitized and financialized. And the only people going to have access to that are the Jewish owners of the U.S. Treasury, the Federal Reserve. What? U.S. Treasury is not owned by Jews. Yeah? Go to Congress. When Benjamin Netanyahu appears to make a speech. Oh, yes, Benjamin Netanyahu, can we get on our knees and worship you? Let us show you our worship. We worship you, Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, Jews don't control everything. No. They do. And they're working out a way to steal all the land right now. So the only thing left is gold, because Bitcoin, government's going to confiscate that. All the Jews who control the government, all it could say is, okay, no more privately held Bitcoin, or you got a certain amount of days to turn your Bitcoin in and we're going to confiscate it. Or they could just make a law saying anybody caught transacting or doing any transfer of Bitcoin will receive 100 years in jail. They can do that. They do it all the time. So, the words are ass wrong. Good luck, everybody.